Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. This is Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific right here. And we are broadcasting on CJSF 90.1 FM on the top of Burnaby Mountain on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Kwikwetlem, Squamish, Stolo, Tsleil-Waututh, Katsi, and other First Nations peoples. We are very thankful to have some live guests with us. Regular co-host and all-around superstar Faima, as well as CJSF programmer and volunteer Charlotte. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hello.
Hello, everyone.
Hello, hello. And before we get things started, shall we start maybe with a piece of music?
That would be lovely.
Excellent. Yes. Well, I grabbed something off the shelf. We've got some other selections as well, too, sent in from our regular host of this program, Huayin. Yes. We wish him all the best, and he'll be back later on next month. So thank you all
that
for joining us right here on Free Voices on CJSF. We'll begin things off with a little cut from a vinyl record I picked off the shelves, UZEB, Between the Lines, and we're going to listen to the second track of The Second Side.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
very movie style fade out, what we like to call the Hollywood fade out. That was UZEB, a jazz fusion band from Montreal, active in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Beautiful.
And very, very cool. And definitely, every once in a while, I will just go grab something from the shelves in the library and
it's awesome,
pick it,
actually.
And it seems to work out pretty good. So
it does.
Definitely go check it out. What's our theme for today, Fahima?
The cinema.
Cinema.
Cinema. Theater.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
And, you know, that is, as all topics on this program, it's wide-ranging, and it might be good for us to talk about kind of our experiences in cinema around the world, the differences in
Absolutely.
Cinema, how it changes from country to country. Kind of my earliest thoughts on a lot of people will associate cinema with movies.
Yes.
With going to the picture show,
yes.
as it were.
Yes.
And it was a big jump in the, 20s and 30s when you move from silent movies to talking movies and having dialogue actually being heard on stage, because
yes.
early films were quite a different experience with no soundtrack, with no dialogue,
yes.
with just kind of music being accompanied.
Mm-hmm.
And then it expands now and you get into stereo movies, and then you get into surround sound movies, and now it's
yes.
a whole kind of four-dimensional experience
exactly.
these days with, you know, vibrating seats and everything. But I always enjoyed going to go see a movie on the big screen.
Absolutely,
and
yes.
some of my earliest memories of cinema, I remember as a kid, my mother took we took the whole family out, my mom, my dad, my sister, and I, and we went up to the theater in Stanford, California, that's close
yes.
to the university,
mm.
and we watched a very classic 1950s movie, South Pacific.
Oh,
and it was really cool because that movie, when it came out, as sort of a promotional thing, they would run the movie in theaters because it had to be on, you know, a print
yes.
on film back in the day.
Exactly.
And they had special filters that during certain scenes or musical numbers in the movie,
mm-hmm.
they would actually put a colored filter in front of the projector. So you would get, you know, a live filter overlay of the movies.
And amazing.
Yeah, and I've always been a fan of movies in general. I think it's an experience. It's kind of like going to go see a live concert. You
yes.
can listen to music and you can watch a movie on television, but there's nothing like seeing it in a
exactly
spectacular
exactly.
fashion.
Exactly.
And for those of you who don't know, the word cinema comes from an invented word that comes from a Greek word.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from the Lumiere brothers in the late 19th century, who were the first kind of mainstream filmmakers
mm-hmm.
in Paris. And cinematograph, which was moving pictures, because it comes from the Greek word kinema, which means to move, like kinematics.
Yes.
Yeah. And then to record, grapho.
Wow. Amazing.
And what about your experiences with cinema? Do you remember the first movies you saw?
Not the first movie, but as you all know, I born raised in Iran, in Tehran. And I just grew up with a lot of movies. And Counselor Ferry, before she get to the enter to the marriage, she went, my parents, they sent her to Tehran. At that time, we were living in the south of Iran. Temporary. And she was schooling in Tehran as a dub moving, like a voice acting, looping. And at that time, it was way in advance. And this is the reason I just chose this subject, cinema, because it's very powerful, it's very joyful. It brings the awareness, it brings adventure, it brings motivation. Everything is out there. That's why till today, we like to go to the theater to be seated with the popcorn, without popcorn, and just to have that movie, and is fascinating. And it plays a big role in our lives. And there are so many things involved, like Counselor Ferry, she did it, the voice acting. And she used to do it for one of the series in Iran. That was, she, one of her role was the bad person, but
a villain, a
character. She had to be mean and whatsoever, but it was totally opposite of her character. And it was at that time I was just so drawn and recognized, just we are going to the movie, we watched the cinema and theater. It's so many things has been involved. The sound system, the story and the producer, and you just name it, interior designing, food session, like they were going to the restaurant, the hotels, and the acting itself, and the fashion, interior designing, makeup artist, a stage interior designer as well, the costume, the tailoring, and so much has been involved with one movie. And of course, some of the people, wealthy people, they invest their wealth in that regard. And at my time, the powerful movie was coming from United States, and we were just crazy about it. And we loved it because United States, in my heart, in my vision, it never changes, because if the politic plays differently, it doesn't mean I would change, and I will not change my opinion, my love, my respect. And I adore the movie has been made in United States. Because this is the planet, this is the soil inviting. You know, they send the invitation to the other nation, and they become a really number one star in the world. Italian movie like Sophia Loren, and so many American stars, actor and the actress, and they have played, and the French movie as well, and some movie, British movie. Each one of them, they play really a big role in our, in my life. I'm sure it has a great impact in many lives. So cinema is just fascinating. And that voice acting is a very powerful role, because that individual has to act, has to move the lips, and has to feel the story and the actor or the actress, and give the best of themselves to the cinema. This is my love and the passion for the cinema.
It's a very expansive and universal,
yes,
and also impactful medium.
Yes.
You know, watching a movie is like it's unlike anything else.
Exactly. You said it beautifully.
Incredible.
Yes.
I think we should, you won't be able to see it, but you'll be able to hear it here. It's a lovely cinematic style music video,
yes,
from a group out of Siberia. They are Siberian indigenous folk and kind of futuristic styles of music mixed with folk called Otyken, O-T-Y-K-E-N, and this is their track Storm. And we'll be right back after this.
Great.
very cinematic music video there from kind of the Siberian Urals area, Otiken Storm. And with us in the studio, we have another fellow programmer and also a very cinematic addition to our programming lineup. Charlotte, how are you doing?
Hello. Thank you for having me here. I'm doing great. I'm so excited to join this. Thank you.
And you just kind of started your program a little while ago, so you're one of our newer shows that's hosted here on CJSF. And what day and time does your program go live?
So it's the same day on Thursday. So far now is from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's called Call Me Negotiator. So we talk about all different kind of things related to how we can get better deals, how we can get better communication.
Mm-hmm. And we were just speaking briefly kind of off air. Your background kind of comes from Western Central China, from the Sichuan province in Chengdu.
Yeah.
And what's the movie scene or the cinema like out in Sichuan or I guess in mainland China in general?
Well, I wouldn't say there are many different things because China doesn't look like as open towards to some maybe policies, but I would say we really love to import the international big movies. I live in all over the place in the world and adapt really quickly in North America culture. One of the biggest reasons is because I grew up watching all those Hollywood movies. Mm-hmm. And I mean, who doesn't, right? Like, but yeah, we did that. However, I think there's some different thing in China is that they always put two versions. One is original English. Mm-hmm. One is the Chinese people would just speak in Chinese and easier to understand. For me, I prefer the original one with Chinese subtitles. Mm-hmm. Like, get the real vibe.
I'm the same way. It's interesting. Kind of when I was in middle school, a lot of movies started coming out that were in modern Chinese films. So Ang Lee films, Crouching Tiger, as well as a lot of the wuxia style films. Okay. I really enjoyed those from a historical and a martial arts perspective. But the English dubs never quite got it. So hearing them in original Mandarin or original Cantonese, you get a more kind of authentic movie experience.
Yeah,
I agree with that. What are some of your favorite movies or styles of movies that you like?
Oh, wow. Like, that's a wide range. I definitely feel like very, very impressed when I first time watched Avatar because it was 3D or 4D even. I thought it was like, how could that be so vivid? So that was the one thing. And another thing that I think in my mind or keep stuck in my memory is not necessary for a specific movie, but mostly for the connection. Like, you know, we humans somehow have this ability to feel other people's vibe, that the emotional connection and the builds up this, I don't know how call it, but I will call it energy within the cinema. That's something that we cannot get to watch the movie at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's more impactful. A couple years ago, I did a program for sound design for movies, film, TV, video games, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And recording sound is a lot of fun, but when you're actually mixing for proper cinema level experience, it just hits so much harder.
Oh.
And you have that, as you were saying, it's multi-leveled. It's not just watching a movie. It's the filming, the sound, the costumes, the set, the people, the catering, the script writers, the directors, the producers, the marketing, everyone involved. It's thousands of people with one film. For the theme, what do you think of when you hear the word cinema or cinematic?
I think something that's just giant, like overwhelmingly fantastic, or I was gigantic feeling, intangible, but it's just like as if I get impressed by something that gives me this feeling as if I'm on the bottom in front of a huge mountain. That's just kind of like, you cannot describe it clearly, but somehow it makes your five senses like feel it. I had goosebumps just by watching this thing like through a screen. That's just, you know, I'm not professional, so I feel, wow, I don't know what it is, but I feel it.
That's the mark of good movie making, is when it kind of overwhelms you.
Yeah.
As an art form.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I was just thinking about, you know, the difference between watching something at home and watching something on a big massive screen and a sound stage, it feels that even if you've seen the same movie, like when you go and watch it in a theater and you watch it at home, you're watching the same movie, but it doesn't hit you the same. And so there are those moments in life where you could be having the same experience, but because it's a heightened emotion, it feels more like, that's the reason why there's the word cinematic.
Yes.
It feels like it's, everything is dialed up.
Exactly.
And it's way more saturated and concentrated of an experience.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Anything in the movie world that you haven't seen that you'd like to see? What do you think we're missing in the cinematic world?
Oh, are you talking about movie or something?
Yeah, like, movies. I would say, well, yeah.
That's an extremely challenging world question because I don't know what I don't know.
Yeah,
but
that's
like
true.
But I can imagine now with the AI era that I, as an audience, I expect so much. Mm-hmm. You know, the ball in Vegas that I saw my friends or some people posted that they watch something, they rave there, they attend concert there inside of the ball, and the I mean, like, it just makes me feel, oh, way human beings are seeking for this very engaging, involved experience that we feel that we're so immersed in it.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I think the immersive experience can only be improved and enhanced, and I look forward to
that. That's such a good point. Sound, from a sound background, movies started off with no sound, and you'd have to add music live, and then you get one channel, then you get two channels, then you get surround sound, and now they have atmospheric sound, where it's multiple speakers all around, and you feel, like you said, more immersed.
Mm-hmm.
Visuals, the same thing. It used to just be a square screen, then it got a little wider, then it got a little wider, then it got a bit taller for things like IMAX. and you get that feeling of really being right in the center of the action. And it's really cool to see not just movies go that way, but television and concert experiences, like you said. Coming from my side of things, seeing video games get even more immersive. It starts out in arcade and really old games, and now you can play in surround sound with a huge screen and really good sound, and you feel like you're part of it.
Yeah.
And you do have that cinematic experience across multiple art forms.
Exactly.
Beautiful.
When you talk about the video games, I want to know if you played Black Myth Wukong.
That is such a beautiful... okay, for those of you who don't... So yeah. For Radioland, Black Myth Wukong is a really, really cool game on multiple levels.
Right.
Number one, it comes from a classic Chinese story, Journey to the West.
Right.
Or,
oh, you know that.
Yeah, and it's interesting because it's set in I think, 16th, 17th century in China, but the story itself was written. It's based on older Chinese ideas, but the story itself comes from like 1920s, 1930s.
Right.
That narrative version of it.
Mm-hmm.
And Sun Wukong is a monkey god, and he has a staff that can extend, and he's a very powerful character, but it's set in that age of kind of pre-imperial and mythical China, if you will.
Right.
Several hundred years ago kind of thing. But it's cool because it is a very well-polished game. It looks incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you have the hardware, the technology to play it, and a good screen and good sound, it's incredibly fun to play.
Mm.
And it's also notable for being kind of one of the largest, what they call AAA titles. So in movies, you would say a Hollywood blockbuster, right?
Yes.
It's made with a lot of money. It's got a lot of budget.
Yes.
So Black Myth Wukong is a AAA title, but it's made by a mainland Chinese game studio.
Yeah.
And it took over the internet when it came out.
Right.
And so it's a very, very cool game. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, I mean, I will need to invite you to my show, talk about this.
Oh, absolutely.
I feel like I was just bringing up the Black Myth Wukong, and you brought up some impressive knowledge about this Chinese historical stories. Like, I need to learn from you.
Water margin.
Yeah,
water margin. Wow. It's very good stuff.
Yeah.
We'll take a quick musical break, and we'll be right back here on Free Voices. We're going to listen to a track from Chubby Cree, Rock Your World, and this is indigenous music from the Cree Nation.